Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's it. Gloves. Why do I need gloves? I'm not a wuss. I don't need gloves. Now, I want to tell you something, Ron Plant. I wore a yellow shirt yesterday, and my wife said they're out. But she did. I wore it out of the house. She said, "Don't you know yellow's out?" Me too. Where do I put this up? Here. Okay. Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here in Lackawanna. It's a beautiful day here in Western New York. As I said, no place has better late spring, summer, and early fall in America than Western New York. So glad to be here. And we have our deputy county executive, Lisa. How do you say your last name?
Shamara.
That's harder than polling cards. Okay, we have our legislative chair, April Baskin. There she is. We have our mayor, Annette Iafallo, and she is in a color that's in. I guessed it. Salmon. Plant, we'll contribute and buy you a salmon shirt. I'm having too good a time. Okay, our Erie County Water Commissioner, Jerry Shad. Erie County Water Chief Engineer Len Kowalski. We have the chair of the Water Board, O.J. McFoy, and many of the engineers, commissioners, and most of all, whoops, I'm sorry. Thank you. Yes. And most, and our people who are going to work on, will get work on all of this great stuff that we're doing. So I want to thank everybody for coming, and we're here to really talk about a very serious issue that threatens the health and safety of our communities. Even scarier, those most at risk are among our most vulnerable, our children. And of course, I'm talking about lead poisoning that comes about when water goes through lead pipes. As we all know, lead pipes are now outlawed, but they learned long too late that it was dangerous to put water through lead pipes, and we've seen all kinds of damage. It's terrifying to think that drink every day could be contaminated with lead, and there's no amount of lead that is healthy for a child. In other words, even when the exposure levels are minor. So this is one of the old lead pipes. It's pretty heavy, so I'll hold it in the middle. Here it is. This is one of our old lead pipes, and they're dangerous. They look benign, but they're dangerous. Okay, I'll hold it up for this side so the people on this side can get their pictures. Okay? All right. Good. Okay. Right now, we're standing outside the Erie County Water Authority. Oh, well. We're standing outside the Erie County Water Authority, mainline replacement work in Lackawanna, which is currently being dug up to replace the old lead pipes. Frankly speaking, lead's a poison. and it uniquely impacts children's developing brains. When they're little, the littler they are, the worse impact it has. Even in low doses, lead in the water can stunt growth, decrease brain function, and high doses, of course, have a much more serious effect. Now, here in Erie County, folks have done a great job starting to replace these pipes. As you can see, that's what we're doing right here. Okay? But there's a backlog of 12,000 lead and galvanized areas requiring replacement service lines. And that's going to cost about $150 million to fully replace. In the city, Buffalo's already replaced about 2,000 lead and galvanized service lines. But the material of another 30,000 drinking water pipes remains unknown. So you still got to test it out for some of the others, because these have been buried underground a long time. As I said, and I don't remember the year. Does anyone know what year did they, did we find out what year they stopped, they found lead was? No, I think it was in the 70s. Does anyone know? Anyway, it was a long time ago. But Buffalo has one of the, in Western New York, because we're an older community, has one of the oldest water systems. So there's unfortunately plenty of lead in our pipes, okay? And we have to find out where it is. Now, the EPA came out last year with new rules, the Environmental Protection Agency, and it said that municipalities must replace all their lead pipes in the next decade. That's how serious this is, okay, in the next decade. It's good, it's going to be a big boost to health, and it's too risky to wait now that we've learned, you know, over the years we've learned more and more how damaging lead is. But removing all these pipes is going to be a daunting task. So that's why I come here to Lackawanna and Western New York with good news to help get the lead out and to launch my push to help Erie County accelerate the work they're doing with more federal funds. It's expensive to get these, to replace these pipes, but we need to do it. And first, let me give you the best news. The news here. I championed a provision in the bipartisan infrastructure law for $15 billion solely dedicated to getting lead out of the pipes across America. That's on top of billions more we put in the drinking water revolving fund. Those monies can be used as well. But this $15 billion is just for lead. And again, a place like Buffalo in Western New York, it benefits disproportionately. Well, the newer cities in the South and West didn't even use lead pipes. So even though the $15 billion covers the whole country, we're going to get a very, very good share of it. Now, New York State's done very well. I'm proud to announce that we are receiving another $129 million. New York State will be receiving $129 million for lead replacement. And that goes, the total so far is $350 million. That's for New York State, with much more on the way. Then the state distributes it to the municipalities. But because the age of the system and the number of disadvantaged people in the city are the two criteria, Buffalo is going to do very well. Western New York will do very well. Your city mayor will do very well.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to get a lot of this money, and there's more of it coming. Second, I want to make sure that we're using all funding streams to get the lead out. And I am going to make a push for specific funding. So we have something called, now they're called congressional directed spending. They used to call it earmarks. And earmarks were a bad thing in the old days because they were done in secret and you never knew. Remember the bridge to nowhere? But now we've reformed it, it's all public, it can only be for nonprofits, and every member who requests an earmark has to put his name on it, every senator, every congressman. So no one's gonna hide, no one could find out who did that bridge to nowhere for a long time. Well, I'm happy to put my name on an earmark that I'm asking for $5 million for to replace 500 service lines to home in Erie County. That's in addition to the money, which will be significantly more, that Western New York communities will apply for. But this is a specific earmark, and I have a good record when I ask for one. You know, I'm the majority leader. When I ask for these earmarks, I have a good chance of getting them. So that's the second thing we're doing. The bottom line is, and I'm going to push hard, the state, having it's been federal money, I have a lot of say in where it goes. I'm going to push very hard for communities in Western New York to get a good share of the money. We're going to get a very good share of the money. And it's expensive. We have to do it, but the reason the federal government stepped in is it's too expensive, even for large municipalities like Erie County or smaller municipalities like Lackawanna to do it on their own. So this money will help them do it. But our kids will be healthier in future generations and even in this generation if we do it. So the time to act is now. I'm going to keep working, and here's my promise. I'm going to keep working to get you the dollars until there are no lead pipes left in Erie County, plain and simple. Okay? All right. So first, we have a few speakers, and the first speaker is, I think it's Mr. Shad. Let's see, they gave me an order. Yes, Jerry Shad, who's the chair of the ECWA, the Erie County Water Authority. Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Is this in the way?
Well, I just saw the order. It's in the way, standing there. I'll be brief. I want to commend and thank Senator Schumer for championing ECWA's request for $5 million in federal funds to help us offset the cost of infrastructure that will help us comply with the new EPA rule. More importantly, his work to obtain these funds will benefit ECWA customers, their health and their safety of those affected customers in being able to mitigate the exposure to lead. I mean, we're in the business really of sustaining life because we provide safe, high quality drinking water to over 550,000 people. So again, Senator Schumer, thank you so much,
Jerry,
for the help.
I appreciate it. Okay. Next, we have the chair of our Erie County Ledge, April Baskin.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for having me here today. This is an important day. Today, this announcement is transformational for our community. As we know, Buffalo and Erie County is home to some of the oldest water systems and housing stock in the country, which makes our water susceptible to lead. We know the effects that lead poisoning can have on our community, especially, like the senator said, our children. Every year, thousands of children under the age of 6 years old are diagnosed with elevated blood lead levels across Erie County. Thousands more are exposed to lead hazards in their homes every single day. It's really important that we combine here together, that we stand together, and we thank Senator Schumer for fighting hard to secure $129 million to replace lead pipes across the state of New York and an additional $5 million for Erie County to get a head start on moving our region closer to removing all lead pipes and keeping our family and our children safe. I also want to especially shout out OJ, who is executive director at the City of Buffalo's Water Board, for not just looking at this as an opportunity to save lives through lead pipe remediation, but also creatively thinking of ways that these lead pipes can be replaced by with a workforce development component as well. And I'm proud to partner with the City of Buffalo on that initiative too. This is going to be transformational in so many different ways, and I cannot thank this senator enough his hard work and his advocacy. Thank you, sir. Thank you, April. Thank you.
Right. And our last speaker is Len Kowalski, who's the engineer for ECWA.
Hi, Senator.
Hi, Len.
Hi.
Almost.
I'm very close.
Focused on clothes today. I don't know why. I am not one of the best dressed. You know that.
Okay, guys, I'm going to talk a little bit about behind the scenes what the Water Authority's been doing for the last several years. But first, I'd like to thank Senator Schumer for being an advocate for public health and for fighting to bring federal dollars to Western New York. Outside funding is going to play a critical role in getting these lead service lines removed. So for approximately 5 years, the Erie County Water Authority has been working on this program to meet the requirements of the EPA lead and copper rule regulation. Numerous engineers, GIS staff, field staff, IT, customer service, and lab staff have dedicated a significant number of hours to working on this program, and I'd like to thank them for their efforts. So the authority has taken a proactive approach with this new regulation. We conducted a corrosion control study well in advance of the EPA requirements. And we are presently conducting a pipe loop study where we harvested lead service lines from the authority's distribution system, and they are being used to test the impacts in water quality parameters or any changes in corrosion control methods that we would utilize moving forward. But we all recognize there are treatment methods out there in place to control lead release, but the only sure way to protect public health is to remove lead service lines, which is the next step in our process. Now we will be entering the challenging part of the program, utilizing the data developed from our service line inventory, coordinating with our customers, and physically removing the lead service lines. This process will involve a lot of public education, basically walking a customer from the initial point of contact through the construction process all the way to the lab doing the final testing results to make sure that the home is lead free. The overall project is going to be extremely challenging, but our customers can play an important role in this process. If you have an older home, say from the 1930s or earlier, help us verify your service line material. With a call to our customer service department, they can help you walk you through the process to get your service line identified. All this work comes with a significant price tag, as Senator Schumer had previously mentioned, and we are grateful, Senator Schumer, for adding his very considerable public support to our effort by fighting for these dollars to come home to Western New York. Appreciate it. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Kowalski. Okay. All right. We'll now take questions on this subject. Yes, they're taking inventory as we are here in Western New York, and now the money has just been, you know, approved. It's at the state level. The state doesn't spend it; it distributes it to localities. Depending, there are two criteria in the federal law: amount of lead pipes. Unfortunately, we have a lot of them here in Western New York, and disadvantaged communities, communities with large percentage population of disadvantage qualify. So we're going to do very well in the ranking. Yeah.
What would you say to those concerns with taxpayers?
Well, I'd say the staff is extremely professional, as you mentioned. Mr. Kowalski and others are very professional. And I have a lot, I wouldn't be here if I didn't have a lot of confidence on the water board, the water authority, to give the money out in an appropriate way and to oversee it and make sure it goes there properly.
But nothing against politicians, but couldn't we at least have some engineers on
well,
that board? They're,
I believe
they're appointed by the county legislature.
Yep.
It's been known to be a political patronage problem for years.
Okay, look, I think you have to look at the results. So far, I think the results of the money they've used has gone very, has done very well. It's just this county and the board don't have enough money. So I think that's the key question. And I'll let me call on Mr. Kowalski to say something
and
about that.
Would, because I have my bill here. I'm an Erie County Water Authority customer. If you could step up here. Appreciate it. All right, so I paid $63.78. Infrastructure investment, $25.74. I've been paying that cumulatively, as have other customers from the Water Authority. Can you tell us how much has actually been spent of that amount on actual infrastructure work so far since that infrastructure charge was put on these bills?
To the best of my knowledge, that fund is utilized to for capital improvement projects on a yearly basis. So the project going on right now here on Willett Road, over on Abbott Road, $10 million project, any of those infrastructure charges are going to be used towards critical infrastructure upgrades.
Can you tell us how much has been spent so far from this fund?
I don't have those numbers in front of me. We'd have to get back to you on that.
Can anybody give it to us? That's a lot of money. $25.74 out of my bill, which is
Yeah. We can get it for you, but I.
You want to jump up there?
Oh, no, I think we can get it for you, but I believe since I've been there, certainly as chairman, 100% of that money that's allocated to infrastructure charges has gone to infrastructure.
Would you like to see an engineer join you on the staff as opposed to politicians?
They have.
Pianello, Mr. Free, yourself. Wouldn't it be nice to have an engineer to give some confidence to the people in Erie County?
Well,
it's not just political patronage, sir.
Well, I would. Think that we have the best qualified staff. We have the best.
You should go up and say.
We have the best qualified staff, I think, in terms of providing our infrastructure and protecting our water supply in the Erie County Water Authority. And I'll stand by Len and all our entire engineering staff. I'll stand by the fellows behind you who take care of the water.
Why not have an engineer on the board with you?
Well, who knows? We may have an engineer on the board sometime.
Why don't we just have politicians, sir?
The issue here is the money that we have to raise going to protect
it?
Well, I suspect that...
Go ahead, April.
That's not true. Mr. Plant. They're not politicians. The county...
Ms. Iannello is not a politician.
She is not currently a politician.
Democratic.
Ron, we have a very fair and transparent process where the clerk of the legislature puts out a notice and every time there is a vacancy, and then in the public, people are allowed to respond. Everybody who responds comes before the legislature, and the legislature looks at resumes and we take a vote. Anyone from the general public, when seats are vacant and open, is allowed to apply, and I encourage them, especially engineers, to apply. But who we have right now are applicants who have come before a public body, a public meeting, and they've been voted on. So there's not.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, let's take some other questions. You're supposed to change the subject. No, I'm joking.
you do these massive infrastructure projects. If the government's not paying for it, the ratepayer is, right? So,
yes.
When this money comes in, does that mitigate the raises?
Yes. The reason we're putting this money in, and I haven't heard of any projects going awry or going astray or being criticized. So I have some confidence in the board itself. I don't know the structure. But I would say this, if we didn't put this money in, the water bills would go way up because it's you have to get the lead out. It's a serious health hazard. It costs a lot, and that's why I made it my business in the bipartisan infrastructure bill to put $15 billion, not just for water safety, where we have a much larger fund, but that has to go just for lead. And I had counties like Lackawanna and Buffalo in mind because they need it more than just about anybody else. Any other questions on this subject?
The $5 million, I think you said $500.
Yes.
Is that going to cover costs that any homeowner would have on their end of the service?
Yes. Yeah, but the purpose here is to reduce the cost to the homeowner and reduce the cost to the water payer.
So if a homeowner applies for this money.
Yeah, the water authority is the one that determines where it goes. Okay?
Yeah, it's my understanding, Senator, that any of the federal money coming in would cover both what you call the private side, which is the homeowner's responsibility, and the public side. So that is the service line going from the water main into the home. So I think that's the intent of the money,
yes,
is to cover
whether
those.
It's in a main water line, give me a chance to pick up my profit, or a direct line that goes to the home, it's damaging to whoever drinks the water. So you need to do both, and both the big money I talked about, $129 million, and the $5 million can go to both.
Did you have any estimate on how much of the $129 million?
That is statewide. Now the application process begins. And I want, one of the reasons I'm here is to notify all the counties in Western New York, apply quickly, and I'll try to get behind your application.
All right, Senator, we gotta get back
to you. Okay. Yes. Let's put it like this. If we didn't do this money, they'd still, by law, have to clean the pipe, you know, get rid of the lead pipes, and the bills would go up much, much higher. Absolutely. That's one of the main purposes. The city, the county even, can't afford to do this on its own. Okay, thank you. I'll take one off topic, yeah. Yeah. I put out a statement on that, and I'll get it to you. Okay. Okay. Thank you. The synagogue funding. We just, yes, the funding, $400 million to protect houses of worship from being desecrated, whether they be synagogues, churches, mosques, temples, is now being made. It's, if you can apply as of May 17th, if you, I will get people the website. It's on my website, what website to apply to. Okay, thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, everyone.
He edits the whole thing with the sound to make sure.
Oh, that'd be great.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I'll send that over for
okay, great.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Good seeing you, Matt.
Yeah, good.
Nice to meet you. You're quite awesome. And we'll be happy. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.